Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Another day in the baked apple. Yeah, we're going to talk to AccuWeather about that in just a minute. First, a major upset in the race for the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York. Our Glenn Shuck joining us from the 1010 Winds newsroom.
Andrew Cuomo entered the race in March, the clear favorite here in the Democratic primary, but the stunning upset, Zohran Mamdani declaring victory in the Democratic primary. The 33-year-old Democratic, a socialist from Queens, as of right now, 44-36 margin over Cuomo. And again, because in the first round, no candidate receiving 50%. Technically now, the Board of Elections will tabulate for the ultimate outcome. But again, Mamdani on pace to wrap it up. Victory all but assured.
My friends, we have done it. I will be your Democratic nominee for the mayor of New York City.
Now, as for Cuomo, even with all the ranked choice ballots still to be counted, he's conceding defeat. He called Mamdani to do so, but he's not ruling out a bid on the independent line in November.
I want to give some thought about the best way to help address them, the best way to help the party, but most of all, the best way to help the city. And that's what we'll be thinking about as we go forward.
Brad Lander coming in third, looks like around 11%. Scott Stringer, Speaker Adrian Adams further back. We'll have the full results from the Board of Elections July 1st. And of course, Mayor Adams is also on that independent line. Curtis Sliwa will be on the Republican line for mayor. Quite a day in New York City politics. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in the newsroom.
Number of other races as well. Public advocate Jumaane Williams easily defeating Assemblymember Jennifer Raj Kumar for the Democratic nomination for his current post. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine now on track to be the Democratic candidate for city controller. He will face Republican Peter Kafalas in the fall. On the ballot for Manhattan BP, Democrat Brad Hoylman Siegel, who defeated Councilmember Keith Powers. And by the way, if he wins in the general, he'll become the first openly gay person elected to a borough-wide position in New York City. For Brooklyn Borough President, it'll be incumbent Antonio Reynoso for the Democrats. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg easily winning his race. And it appears the Anthony Weiner comeback is not happening. The former congressman was running a distant fourth in his bid for a seat on the New York City Council, representing Kips Bay, Gramercy, and the East Village. Looks like today will be the final day in the scorching heat, at least for now. Let's get your AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yesterday was the hottest day that we've seen in 13 years across the area, when temperatures topped the century mark back in July of 2012. Many locations like Newark, JFK, LaGuardia, and Islip all had triple-digit heat yesterday. Today, it is still going to be very hot and humid with a heat advisory through this evening and extreme heat warnings for the southwest suburbs. Temperature will get to the mid-90s before the a break in the heat tomorrow, with temperatures staying in the upper 70s, and it could be even cooler than that on Friday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops asking for help catching the guy who's been going around mugging people in parts of Brooklyn. The reported incidents date back to April and May in Flatbush and Bed-Stuy in stores along Church, Nostrand, and Flatbush Avenues. In some instances, the suspect snatches hundreds of dollars right from people's hands as they're about to pay for stuff. The victims range in age from their 50s to a 74-year-old. We'll have photos of the suspect going up at 1010winds.com. Pride Month culminates in New York City with the big parade this Sunday. Ahead of that, a rally against President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Budget Bill, which slashes Medicaid and defunds gender-affirming care. Rally organizer Joe Presley, who is the vice president for public policy at the nonprofit AmidaCare, spoke to 1010 Winds.
This is the biggest transfer of wealth that I've ever seen in the 40 years I've been doing this work. It's horrific. You know, to line the pockets of billionaires on the backs of poor people is beyond draconian.
The rally is set for 11 this morning at the St. Vincent's Triangle in the West Village. Mayor Adams touting the progress along a troubled stretch in Queens. We're talking about Operation Restore Roosevelt.
Prostitution, illegal mopeds, and ATVs are some of the things people got used to along Roosevelt. On a recent late night, Councilmember Francisco Moya, who grew up in the area, saw this.
Families were out having dinner at a local restaurant, seeing people enjoy themselves and feel a sense of safety.
Mayor Adams credits his Operation Restore Roosevelt with a 28% drop in crime, several agencies coming together to clean up the streets.
They deserve better, and we are giving them better.
That includes the arrests of 8 alleged gang members who operated on the avenue. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jackson Heights.
Remember that street-side makeshift aquarium that made headlines in Bed-Stuy? Well,
on the corner of Hancock Street and Tompkins Avenue, you'll find what's old is new again. The Bed-Stuy Aquarium is back.
I think they should have expanded, if you ask my opinion.
Anthony thinks it brings people together.
All types of walks of life come through just to see the aquarium.
While the makeshift aquarium started off as just goldfish in a puddle, it's now become an on-and-off sensation in the area. There's no denying it's hot outside, but is it too hot for the fish?
No, I need to stay outside.
Neighbors living here in Bed-Stuy think the aquarium needs to become a permanent part of this corner. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
The State Fair Meadowlands now canceled for the next two summers. This is because of the FIFA World Cup, which includes 8 games coming to MetLife Stadium next year, including the final. 9 games are being held at the stadium both this month and next. The last time the fair was canceled was in 2020 due to COVID. After 8 years, the Bronx Night Market is closing this fall. The event at Fordham Plaza was supposed to close in 2023, but then it made a comeback last year. Organizers cite security concerns and a hard time getting sponsors. Farewell events kick off this Saturday. They're also set for July 26th, August 30th, September 27th, and the final day, which is October 25th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.